Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. My wife broke her foot. She can't really walk, so I'm having to do everything, Jamie. And when she needs me, she yells, "Husband! Husband!"
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is great. Man, I wish I was her.
I keep
for being married to BJ Park.
I just want to stay here all day. I don't even want to go home.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Bob. Good morning, BJ and Jamie. We've done it. It's a Friday.
Woo! Thank God.
Man, it's been a long week.
It does feel like it, doesn't it? I don't know what it is. I think everybody's just so busy, and I feel like all the moms are just so busy. They have all this stuff going on with their kids.
Yeah.
Coming off fall break now, all these assignments are due, and it's just, I feel like everybody's really busy.
And I started the week thinking Tuesday was Wednesday. And when you get behind like it never catches up.
That's true.
It's just a slow week. But we're here. It's Friday. BJ and Jamie, KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us there, too. And it's free for your phone. So,
speaking of, so I know that your kid had the Book of Matthew due. How'd that go?
Oh, he killed it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
He had a book report due. So each one of the kids had to pick an apostle. And he picked out Matthew, which I didn't know was the saint of taxes.
Saint of taxes.
Do we need a saint for taxes?
I didn't know that was a thing.
I feel like taxes are the devil.
What did Mark do?
I don't know. We didn't have Mark. We had Matthew.
I know, but you didn't listen to the other kids. Like, what did Luke do?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't go to the...
What did John do?
He did it in his class. I wasn't there. I only heard his rehearsals at home in a mirror.
I was just wondering what they all did.
No, I don't know what they did. I think John baptized people.
Yeah, I feel like he did. I feel like he was solid in that.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know the others. But I just know Matthew. And he had to get up in front of the class, did his first public speaking performance.
Nice.
And he just nailed it, knocked it out of the park, according to the teacher.
Fantastic.
He knows Matthew front to back, man.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Born in the first century over in Palestine. Yep. Uh-huh. There you go.
Okay. Hey, did the Nuggets win?
No.
Oh, what?
They got whooped.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Got whooped.
What?
Yes.
No. It wasn't a good opening night.
No, it's opening night. You expect them to win on opening night.
No. They did not win,
yeah.
Jamie.
Son of a gun.
Well, you seem very heartbroken about it. What? You didn't even watch it.
No, I did not watch it, but I knew they were playing, and I was watching them live. Yeah. You know, they were warming up, and the cheerleaders were back there, and they were warming up, and I was like, it's going to be a great game.
All the fans were really excited.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's the opening season, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That blows.
Trounced.
Yeah, that is. That's
got
not
whooped.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think our team cares anymore.
You don't?
They just gave up. Whatever.
I think it's just, we won a championship a couple of years ago.
Time to pack it in.
Just collect
the paycheck. It's all about the money.
Yeah. I think they're smoking in the locker room, drinking, having a great time.
Yeah, they're like, I'm a multi-millionaire, right? No reason to twist my ankle.
They're firing up cigars.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
Yeah, you've already won a championship.
You got a ring. You can't, how many rings can you have that it becomes uncomfortable?
As many as you want.
Well,
as
I think
many as you can
ask
get.
Tom Brady because
exactly.
All those whores were wearing them on that airplane, remember?
Accessories.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, we have to take a quick break here. It's Friday. And, man, the weather, they're really promoting that it's going to snow.
When?
But we're not going to fall for it.
When are they promoting that?
Next Wednesday.
Oh, next week.
Yeah. The weekend's supposed to be perfect. Clear up, you know, your sprinkler system or anything you need to do outside. The weekend's supposed to be perfect. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app podcast. We'll be there later on today to catch it if you miss anything on the program. All right, a couple of things. Yesterday was the big press conference on the Menendez brothers. We'll get to that after Tabloid Trash. Big story, but it went kind of the way we thought it would, you know, that they were going to suggest that they get out of prison and now a judge is going to make a decision.
Well, they won't retry him, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So they'll just
resentencing.
Resentencing.
Yeah. Okay. Which means that if they're resentenced, then they've served their time and they'll be home by Christmas.
Now, do they have any money? Well, we can get back. We'll get back to it.
Just, I want to get to this Bronco player. How did they keep this under wraps for 8 days?
I know.
Yeah. Is that crazy?
It is crazy. Yes. Yeah.
It's suspicious.
In case you don't know, there's a Bronco player that was he was leaving Shotgun Willie's, which appropriately named. Because he got shot.
Yeah.
Seems to happen a lot with strip clubs, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, the name, I would have thought of that, like, maybe we shouldn't call it Shotgun Willie's, right? Well, because it might happen.
Yeah. They had a shooting inside that place at one time.
They got sued really bad.
Yeah, really bad.
Yeah.
But this thing occurred a week ago tonight, okay? And they kept this under wraps for an entire week. I don't know how they did it. A guy gets shot in the back of the head, and he's like,
Three people got shot. Yeah.
I didn't even hear of a shooting.
No. Neither did I.
I think because it happens so much now in Denver, we don't even pay attention. I mean,
you've got a wide out. A wide receiver for the Denver Broncos where, you know, into the season, everybody's eyes are on the Broncos. This thing occurs and nobody even knows about it.
Well, maybe because he's been on injured reserve.
Maybe, but you would, but still, I mean,
it's a like, high profile player.
Well, is he though? Because I think, isn't he the first? He's like just a rookie, right?
I don't know what he is.
Yeah, I think he's a rookie that started out and then he broke his finger. So I don't think a lot of people know his name.
Yeah, now, he's going to be okay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so here's the story.
It started early Friday morning, hours after the Broncos beat the Saints. Reynolds didn't make that trip to New Orleans. He's out with a broken finger. Court documents obtained by 9 News Investigates show he and two friends went to the strip club Shotgun Willie's in Glendale. They were there for a couple of hours, then left in Reynolds' Ford Bronco. People in multiple vehicles followed them. It's not clear why. On I-25 near Colorado, someone started firing at Reynolds and his friends. Reynolds sped off, but the people pursuing him continued to follow the Bronco and kept shooting. Reynolds suffered arm and head wounds that the team described as minor. The two friends with him were also injured. Denver police arrested Luis Mendoza and Burr Charlesworth on suspicion of attempted murder. Neither has been charged.
Maybe they lost a lot of money on that game or something.
Well, it's 3 a.m. They would have been angry before that.
And what does your dad always tell you? Nothing good happens after midnight.
Yeah, right?
You're going to go to a strip club, go at 3 p.m, folks.
Yeah, that
That's how you do it.
I wonder why they were following him. That is weird. Somebody didn't pay somebody.
Who was?
Yeah, went wrong.
We had a Denver Bronco player that was actually killed, but almost the same thing where they were following them and went after them and tracked them down on the highway and shot them.
I don't know.
It was a few years back. I can't remember exactly who it was. But man, oh man, what a scene. It just baffled me yesterday when I saw the story. Because I thought when I saw the story yesterday, I thought it just occurred.
Yeah.
I thought, we've got a shooting. But then it turned out it was a week earlier.
I agree with you. It seems like if it's a Bronco player, we'd know instantly, but we had no clue.
I guess. And that report there says that it was their team investigation. So they had to dig for this thing.
Oh, I don't know.
That's what Night News says. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, Friday. Weekend looks really good weather-wise. We'll get to Tabloid Trash.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up next.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
So I know that's shocking, but I misspoke because I was saying nobody knew who that football player was that got shot at Shotgun Willie's. Well, it's hard to say shot at Shotgun Willie's. He actually wasn't shot there. He was shot on I-25. But I was thinking because this was his first year, I said he was a rookie. I guess he's been around for a long time. He's like old and stuff.
I remember his, I always remember names on the back of jerseys.
Yeah.
And I remember for the Lions that he played, but I didn't, it didn't come to mind immediately.
It seems like he got here and then he broke a finger and then...
I didn't even know he was on our team, Jamie.
He sucks anyway.
I'm going to tell you.
I know. But I called him a rookie, and everybody's just up in arms about it.
When I saw the story yesterday, it said Broncos wide receiver Josh Reynolds. Uh-huh. I'm like, Josh Reynolds?
I know.
Who's Josh Reynolds?
Exactly.
I don't know that
guy. That reminds me.
What do you got? Oh, man. Is it a present?
Yes.
Oh. For me?
No.
What?
For Frog.
Frog. Well, that's almost as good. Oh, where'd you
get that?
Michelle saved it for you from the game when we went to the Chargers game.
Michelle.
Was that like the item of the game?
Yeah, it was the item of the game.
Oh, that's cool.
So she saved it for Frog. So it came with glasses and a little bucket hat.
Frog's butt. He ain't getting this. What? I'm keeping this. Are you kidding? This is BJ all over. Look at
you. You got a bucket hat?
Let me tell you how I look at a bucket hat.
Hey!
Yeah, look at that.
Tell me this isn't hot. Then if I put these on.
And then the glasses.
Broncos.
Yeah. Actually, those glasses aren't bad on you.
Man, I look like a real creeper, don't I? I'm creeping.
Yeah, no, about to watch some football.
Yeah.
No, I feel like you look like a older rapper.
Older rapper.
It kind of does.
Little Beach.
Sugar Hill
Gang. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, actually, it's Michelle.
Well, thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, she she's like, hey, don't forget to give these to Frog.
You got something stuck to you.
Do have some.
What did you do?
Wait, you have the plastic from the earpieces of the glasses stuck behind your ear.
Oh. what did you do with yours?
It's at my house.
Oh, you got
yours? Yeah, I got mine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
that's cool.
Yeah, so, well, they gave us a bunch of mine. She, like, scammed a bunch of them.
That's awesome. She kept going back.
Yeah. Yeah, so you got a bucket hat and you got some glasses for Frog.
Jeez. I'm telling you, man, Friday. Yep. I love Fridays.
I know.
Perfect for Halloween. I mean, it's perfect.
It's amazing, right?
Well,
all right.
Thank you.
Anyway, Dave Portnoy, you know him from Barstool Sports. He is real, real mad at Zach Bryan. Now, if you don't know, Zach Bryan broke up with one of his employees. Her name is Chicken Liquor or whatever her name
is.
Chicken Fry, right. And she, remember, she cried and all this stuff.
She was devastated.
She was very, very sad. And then Dave, he dedicated a song to her, a Taylor Swift song, You're the Smallest Man on the Planet, whatever. I'm not going to get all these words right, okay? I'm just going by memory. So don't get all freaked out that I called the song wrong, because that'll be the next one. Anyway, so here's what Dave had to say. Number one.
Never a liker. How do you like that? I was never a liker. I think he's a fraud. I like every time I met him, I was not comfortable with him. You certain guys where you're like, okay, I kind of like this guy. He's a good vibe guy. This guy never gave that vibe to me.
So there.
You know, Dave's kind of making himself look bad at this.
Why?
Well, he's just going really overboard. I mean,
I like it.
They dated for a year, and they broke up.
Yeah, but it's how they broke up, and I like that he's taken up for his employee.
Calling the guy a fraud, though?
Yeah, I like it.
A complete fraud?
I like it. You know what?
Did he just go to his concert?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, so what? Like, you know what? Be on my team during a breakup. I like it.
All right.
You know? Yeah. This is a weird story, you guys. Crazy story. Jamie Foxx. Okay, so remember how weird it was that he just like all of a sudden was like paralysis and in a coma and like weirdness, right?
We had no idea what was going on.
He almost died.
So I guess he's making jokes on his Netflix show, which has not come out yet, that it was because of P. Diddy. But then some people are saying, no, it was a joke. He was just joking. But then another comedian said, no, that he was serious. He said that P. Diddy took him down, and that's why the FBI was called, because P. Diddy drugged him. But then another comedian said, I don't know. I feel like he said P. Diddy didn't do it. It's so weird how people hear everything different.
Yeah.
So it's three different people have heard it differently each time. Here's one guy, and let's see here.
Jamie has a special coming out on Netflix.
Go ahead.
No, his name is, what's his name? Something Choke?
Choke No Joke.
Yeah. Yeah. Choke No Joke. All right. So here's what he says.
We're supposed to believe.
I know. I know. Yeah. I know.
Jamie has a special coming out on Netflix. right. called What Had Really Happened was, and I went to the taping of it. It was 3 days taping. I went to the first show. I went to the last show.
Okay.
Jamie Foxx states in this, spoiler alert, but Jamie Foxx states in the special that Diddy was responsible for what happened to him, and he is the one that called the FBI on him.
So it's gotta be a joke though, right?
I don't think he was joking. Y'all can determine, was he joking or not. To me, I'm a new comedian, right? I've learned and learned from the game. I know when somebody's setting up a punchline, and I know when you're serious. And when he said it, he said, and I'm the one that called the feds on him.
I mean, listen, I don't know, because another comedian agrees with this guy, but then one other comedian said no. He said, if Puff would have been responsible, I would be dead. So I don't know. There's mixed messages about what was actually said. I don't know if he changed it up in the 3 days, but it would make a lot of sense.
Well, wow. My take on it is that if Jamie Foxx doesn't address this publicly, then it probably did happen that way, that Diddy was responsible. But if he comes out and denies that it was only a joke, blah, 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 then you got to go with that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But so far, from what I understand, Jamie Foxx has not said a word about it. It's going to be in the special, right?
It just makes a lot of sense that it was hidden. Like, you don't want to be known as the guy that was drugged at Diddy's party.
Yeah.
It was completely bizarre.
Yeah.
From the very beginning. We talked about it a ton on this program. And he went into the hospital. He was almost dead. You could never get an update on what it was, what caused it. Nothing. You couldn't get anything. And it went on for months.
And then all of a sudden he's playing pickleball.
Yeah.
Yeah. He resurfaced like out of nowhere. And yeah. The only person that was really talking about was his daughter.
Yeah, so and it was weird.
If he did it in. But here's another thing, too. I don't know if this happened to Jamie Foxx, do you call the FBI? That seems a little weird to me.
I think if you're so mad.
I would think you'd call the Los Angeles Police Department, you know, report it. I don't know if you pick up the phone and call the FBI.
Yeah, but if a guy puts a hit out on you and you knew he did and you made it through, of course you'd want to just tell them everything that you know about him.
Or, well,
they're
for
not
example,
saying he put a hit out.
Yeah, wait, what?
Yeah, they're not saying he put a hit out on you. They're just saying that he drugged
it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, where did you hear a hit?
I just thought that he was in the hospital because of Diddy. I guess I missed the drug part, that he went to a party.
What?
Yeah, he went to a party or somewhere. We don't know if it was a party. We don't know.
Wait, I'm so confused about what you think went on.
I thought that Diddy was behind, like, intentionally behind him being in the hospital, being hospitalized, whatever happened to him.
Oh, okay.
That's what I thought.
We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know if it was intentional. You might be right, Carson.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know if it's accident. Nobody said anything. Yeah. All we have is what you just heard there with that comedian.
But maybe Jamie Foxx, like me, has an FBI agent that lives next door, and he just went over and told him.
Could be. I've got an FBI guy.
Yeah, my neighbor. Because, by the way, they always, when they first moved in, I knew something was different about this guy, because he said his first name and last name. He's like, John Smith, nice to meet you.
Yeah,
and
who introduces themselves like
know.
That?
I'm like, hi, I'm Jamie, I'm your neighbor. He's like, Jonathan Smith.
I can go a step further.
Yeah?
He showed me his badge.
Oh, we got one of those too, yeah. Yeah.
He walked up and said his name and showed me his badge.
Well, he actually didn't show us his badge, but what he did give my son is a FBI coin.
Yeah.
It's a coin, like, that's silver or whatever. He gave him a coin.
Oh, that's kind of
cool. That was pretty cool. Yeah. All right. Anyway, speaking of Diddy, one of Jennifer Lopez's ex, one of them, one of her ex-husbands says, I'm not on the list. I never went to a party, but I can tell you what, my ex-wife, Jennifer Lopez, did. Ask her. Wow.
Yeah.
He says, and ask her about all the sex tapes and the 734 dildos and the baby oil.
Mm-mm.
That is, I mean, that is some slander there, and he must know something.
I've said from the beginning.
Yep.
J-Lo's deep in this, folks. Deep.
I'm disappointed in the Denver Broncos. I think I might know what part of their problem is.
What?
Dyes and additives in their food.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where did you get the scoop on this?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because, you know, we know that processed foods and additives and dyes are really bad for us.
Just horrible.
Yeah. And so I guess the Broncos are known for eating the most Uncrustables.
Really?
During practice and during the games.
I love Uncrustables.
They are amazing.
Yeah, but
they're
so good.
But why don't you go on that app and look at how bad they are. The red ones especially, like that's the red dye number whatever.
Yeah.
It's all processed. Nothing's good in it.
I love the grape ones. They're really my thing. Yeah.
Have you ever tried one, Jamie?
Oh my God, they're so good.
They are so good.
Yeah, they're so ridiculous. But go on Yuka and scan the code and see how bad it is for you.
I don't even want to know.
Yeah.
So anyway, it says the snacks are most popular in the locker room of the Broncos, with players in Denver eating around 700 between them each week.
That's crazy.
Oh my God. Travis Kelce has claimed that he eats more Uncrustables than anything else in the world. You guys, this is really, really bad for you. Really bad, right? All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday, everybody.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.